Blog Talk. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, everybody. How are you? I am so excited to be here with you. Call a friend, bring a friend, recycle this happiness. This is going to be an amazing show. You know, every show is so amazing, but I have been really, really honored and so grateful and humbled to have our guest on today, Simran Singh. So many people know her. She is just so phenomenal, and she's so authentic, and the love that radiates wherever she goes is going to change your heart, your mind, your spirit, and you are going to learn today by the end of the show some amazing tips to discover your life purpose, who you're meant to be, and the resources and the tools to keep feeding your soul towards that journey, because when you are living your life purpose, you're happy, you're purposeful, you're peaceful, and it's a good thing. So I am very, very honored, and I'm going to read an introduction here. Before I do, I just want to make sure that you press that little button that, you know, marks us as a favorite, and you can follow us, because even though we have shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I mean, the show's really taking off, and I can't thank everybody enough for making that happen, because you guys are doing it. But I'm getting some guests that can come on other days besides just Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I don't want to miss the opportunity for them to share their shine with you. So if you get the worry-free updates, you just get the opportunity, and it's just hit the favorite, and you'll know what I'm talking about. It's great. All right, well, let me just tell you about Simran. She is, for those who don't already know her, she is a visionary life coach, image specialist, syndicated 1111 talk show host, publisher of the nationally distributed 1111 magazine, and founder of the Believe Center. Simran's mission is to support individuals in recognizing their purpose and empowerment by tapping into inherent personal expression, creativity, and potential via self-inquiry and conscious choices. 1111 Magazine is the leading self-coaching life enhancement publication today and is being honored at the Book Expo America in New York City this May for being such an outstanding publication. And congratulations to you, Simran, on that. That is a highly respected, amazing award, which is another testimony to why we are so excited to have you here today. Talk radio, her talk radio show is an online radio talk show. She has over 2.5 million listeners annually, okay? I mean, oh my gosh, that is unbelievable. She is, you know, doing things in people's lives, and people are following her because she is authentic. Simran's Empower Your Life coaching program takes people working towards success and happiness to living success and happiness in every area of their lives. And you can find her on the 1111magazine.com. I have it posted in the chat room too, and she'll give us some more links of what she's doing. But here's where I love this show so much. I do love our show. You know, you can see yourself in the stories of these amazing people who have really done what they're talking about in teaching others. And Simran began her career in fashion design. And as a graduate of the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York, Simran studied under Bernard Holtzman of Harvey Bernard. We've heard of him, and she's participated in runway shows of Liz Claiborne, Will Smith, and designed her own collection. And if you've seen the picture of her, she's absolutely gorgeous. After spending 3 decades in the fashion industry, Simran combined the tools of self-image with those of self-awareness. So I love that Simran creates and reinvents herself using and building upon the gifts that, you know, God's already given to her, which I think is really great for all of us. And she's going to inspire us on how to do that today. Simran is now dedicated to helping individuals in reaching their higher potential and authentic nature through the various offerings at the Believe Center, which is in Lexington, South Carolina, and the multisensory experience of her magazine, 1111, which you all need to sign up for and get in Barnes & Noble's. It's fabulous. I read it. I love it. It's amazing. And her messages really capture the true essence of who she is. And the radio show's on talk radio, on contact radio, and she'll give us the links on that. And last but not least, because we could talk about her the whole hour, I could read her bio. She is a motivational empowerment lecture speaker, and she has led appearances on a variety of news programs, NBC, Inside Out, talk radio shows, and she's just all over the place, national, international. And Simran, we are so humbled to have you here with us. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Deb, for such a sweet introduction. And I'm just thrilled at the work that you're doing and so proud of you for your book. I think it's wonderful. I know that we did an interview with you on that book, and I wish you much success.
Oh, my gosh. You are such a big blessing. I'm humbled. Yeah, so thank you so very much. I just, you know, what you're doing in changing lives is something that every listener today, whether they're listening live, they're in the chat room, they want to speak with you live, they can call 347-637-1318 and press 1 to speak with you and ask a question. But, you know, the phenomenal element, there's so many about you, but how you took your 30-year career in retail, fashion, and working on the outside appearance and really transferred that into helping people be their most beautiful selves on the inside. And I think the question that most of us are asking is, what? What prompted that? What was the transition and the bridge going from 30 years in a successful retail career in the fashion world into being one of the premier experts in life coaching and personal development?
Well, you know, I think that the universe always prepares us for where we're supposed to go. And fashion has so much to do with threads weaving together, with things coming together, with patterns coming together. So it really is kind of the same thing. It's just more on the outside, more of the aesthetic. As I was working with individuals in the design and retail arena, what I started to find is many of them either covered up their feelings through their clothing or they went shopping to have someone to talk to about the things they were going through. And so I started to learn a lot about people, and that just prompted my own choices of self-discovery and methods of why the world works the way it does and why we do have these patterns in our lives. And allowing what had been my career and my stepping stone to then blossom into something greater, because change always happens, and we are supposed to continually expand and experience ourselves. So 1111 Magazine and my foray into personal development and self-awareness was just another step in my own experience of myself.
That's unbelievable. And, you know, you have to be, I think one of the things that you do, which you teach others to do, is to be open to the changes and the growth that the world, the universe, people, messages that are coming to us so that, you know, we're always moving, we're not staying stagnant. And, you know, that must have been scary and a little bit, you know, for a lot of people, a big risk to go from something that you were super successful in, you knew really well. I mean, that's a pretty established career, and that's not easy to have achieved what you did in that fashion industry. Yet you had the courage to change. You had the courage to embrace your true life purpose, which, you know, you're doing now so elegantly and powerfully. You know, what was there anything in that transition, anything that you did that if somebody's listening right now saying, you know, I'm doing this career and I'm established in it, but I'm listening to Simran and I want to know how to take those talents and bridge them into something more. You know, is there any pearls of wisdom that you can share with somebody listening right now towards that?
Well, change is going to happen, and what we are here to discover is ourselves. So as I was working through my career in retail and fashion design, I did become very successful, but I also got very complacent in it. I was used to it. It became something that I could really do with my eyes closed, and it became something where I was a bit of a robot. And as I went further and further into that career, I realized I was getting more and more numb. I just wasn't feeling anything because all of a sudden it wasn't feeding me in any sort of way. So anybody that's out there, if you're in that place where you all of a sudden feel like, gosh, this is as good as it gets, I'm not really going anywhere, it's not feeding me in any sort of way, I'm starting to get numb, I'm starting to get apathetic about my job, maybe it's time to change, because we tend to resist that change, but that change is also going to be the doorway to something so much greater. Now, I've had signs my whole life that kind of helped to guide me along the way, one of which is 1111, which I would see on clocks and billboards and different things like that. Millions of people all over the world are seeing those numbers because it is a pre-encoded trigger within us to help prompt us towards change. But even if that's not what you're seeing and you're seeing something else, like a different set of numbers or a word that repeatedly shows up or certain animals that show up, there are many different languages in the universe that are there to help support us through the many steps that we are to go. It's when we don't change that we create the angst and the friction and everything starts to feel bad, and we actually send ourselves in the opposite direction than one that would be so easily flowing for us naturally.
Wonderful. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, you really inspire me to do is to pay attention to how I'm feeling. You know, that you mentioned those words, if you're feeling complacent or if you've lost that passion or if you feel like, you know, you have a tug in your heart when you see that repeated message from the animal or, as you said, the number or you with you, the 1111. You know, we really have to be available to the present moment to notice what's going on in our heart, to be able to see those messages. And that's how you were able to embrace your life purpose. And, you know, the next question is 1111. So that was what, you know, the universe was giving to you, that number, and you knew that you had to move out of fashion into this new arena for the spiritual fashion of the inside. And you kept seeing these numbers 1111. So, you know, how... Obviously, we know the name of the magazine is 1111, but can you give us a little bit more into the story of how 1111 magazine was born, how you named it, how, you know, the whole inquiring minds want to know, how did 1111 actually become a tangible product that we're all reading today and enjoying and winning awards?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you a little bit about that, but first I'd like to go back to what you said about the feeling. You know, our best thinking got us where we are, and we are very much a mind society, and we have to get out of our heads and into our hearts, and it really is as simple as children make it. If it feels good, it's what you're supposed to be doing. If it doesn't feel good, then you need to get yourself out of there and do something else, and sometimes that's very, very frightening. I understand that. I had come to a point in my own life where everything around me was crumbling. I literally had to get knocked on my rear end to start this new venture, to start my new life, to discover what it was that I was really here to do, and that meant losing relationships, it meant losing connections, family, friends, it meant leaving a job that I was very comfortable in, it meant changing my entire life. And sometimes in those breakthroughs, we have to have a breakdown. We have to have a place where we really go into a depression, or we really have an experience of illness, or an experience that we would feel is tragic in our lives. But in that space is a special gift. It is the birthing seed of precious gifts and attributes that we have that want to come forward. And that's what occurred with me. So as I went into my space of very, very deep sadness and grief, I started to see my numbers constantly, as many as 12 times a day. I would roll over in the bed, and it would be 11:11, and it could be 6 p.m. at night, or it could be 3 o'clock in the morning, but my clock would flash, and no matter how many times I reset it, it would show up. If I drove out, I would see it on the back of license plates or on billboards, or I'd drive somewhere and happen to look over, and there'd be a set of buildings that looked like an 11:11. It just was showing up everywhere in my life. And although that sounds a little bit like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, it occurs with every one of us. It's called synchronicity. There are no coincidences, and everything that goes on means something. And if that's the one thing people can get from this and recognize, whoever shows up in your life, whatever shows up in your life, it means something to your own journey. It's a part of your treasure map to get you where you're supposed to go. And as I started to receive those messages of 1111 constantly, I, like most people, would say, what the heck? And I finally just said, you know what, if you want me to know something about these numbers, you better make it clear, otherwise make it stop. I don't want to see them anymore. And in that instant, a full issue, the very first premiere issue of 1111 downloaded in my head, cover to cover, word for word. I saw every interview that was supposed to be in there. I saw who I was supposed to contact. I got the dimensions of the magazine, the logo, the meaning, the vision, everything that it was supposed to express. And one key piece of this magazine, which is very important to every person listening, was that this gift was being given to me first and foremost for me. I had a tremendous amount of healing to do, and it was through this gift to myself that I was going to heal. But by saying yes to this gift to myself, it was going to expand and grow and touch other people in a way that I did not even have a clue about in the beginning. So it's amazing how if you follow the synchronicities, if you follow the yes, you will end up building something that you have no idea of how many people it can touch.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that was so powerful. That just blew me away. And this is why I'm so grateful that you're here. And I just want people listening, even if you're listening on replay, you're not listening to this by accident. You're supposed to be here listening to what Simran has to say to you. You need this encouragement. And, you know, that is just an affirmation. Sometimes you have to have a breakdown to have a breakthrough. So many people that, you know, I think are listening, or we know family and friends, they feel like, you know, why am I, I'm sad, I'm depressed, or as you mentioned, you have people in your life and they're lost and relationships end, and you feel like, you know, sometimes that little voice in your head can say, you know, what am I doing wrong? Why are these bad things happening? And the great upside down, right side up that I love about what you're saying here is, hey, this is the gift. Be excited, because when you're at that moment of maybe having that breakdown that you hate, it's going to create and birth that breakthrough that you've been asking for. And your 1111 magazine is such a great example of that in action. And everybody listening has something that they were created to do in a special way. Do you believe that? I mean, we are all here for a specific reason, and we're not going to feel that peace and that purpose and that passion and that happiness that outside circumstances can't steal until we are doing what we were designed to do?
Well, I do believe that we are creative beings. We were built in the image of that creator, which means our natural tendency is to constantly create. The minute we stop, that is when we go into illness. That is when we go into depression. That is when we feel as if we're stuck. And it is in that moment that we have to say, okay, what within me wants to be created, whether it's a child or whether it's a new recipe or whether it's the writing of a book or a magazine or whether it is starting a new business. Something is wanting to birth. And in that birth, we will then have every experience that we now need to have to rebirth passion and rebirth joy and happiness and connection and community, all of those things that every single one of us wants. But we have to be willing to step into that yes. We have to be willing to take fear by the hand and say, okay, I'm as frightened and as shivering as you are taking these steps because I have no idea what the heck I'm doing. But I know that if I keep walking, the doors will keep opening. And I promise you they will. But you have to say yes, and you have to be willing to take the fear, because on the other side of fear is passion.
And, you know, it just feels so much better when I hear you say, hey, fear is just part of the process. It's not like, you know, anybody's doing anything wrong when they have fear. It's just part of the process. If there wasn't a little bit of fear, you wouldn't be growing. You wouldn't be changing. But, you know, the way that that vision came to you, you know, when you were ready to receive it, the vision, down to the dimensions of the magazine, I mean, that is amazing. And I can just see you looking at your clock and the 11:11 flashing. I mean, that's just such a great visual. But, you know, that is something that, you know, maybe not exactly like that, but I think that we can all reflect on those things that people keep repeating to us, or we keep seeing, or we have that deja vu experience. And in discovering our life purpose and what we're supposed to do, you know, besides paying attention to those signs and trusting the process that the universe will give us those answers at right on time when we're ready. Now, you said something really, really, I think we need to reflect on, and people listening need to pay attention to it too. You were doing this magazine first and foremost for you. You were getting the gift of healing, but in healing yourself, you had the passion to be committed and motivated, and the genuine desire to bring that authenticity to others because you wanted to taste it so desperately yourself. And in that place, that gives us a real key ingredient, I think, to knowing what our purpose is. It's what are we ourselves passionate about? You know, you can't live somebody else's dream. When you die, somebody else's life isn't going to go before you. And what I think you're trying to tell us now is, you know, let's really examine what it is that we need and we want. And sometimes that mess becomes the mission, but it becomes a beautiful, lasting, you know, journey. And we share it with others, which we're designed to do.
I think the thing that I would love for people to get, if they can grasp this in their minds, is imagine that this world that we're living in really only has one person in it. There's only you and God in this earth. Imagine that every single person that has shown up in your life and in this world is really God showing up with a different face and a different body, specifically so that you live out the experience and the expression that you can most greatly live. And if that were the case, and you truly are the only one on this planet, then that's how we can be the change we wish to see, because everything we do will then ripple out and affect all of those other God beings that are showing up for our story. And that's basically what I did. If there's only me and God in the room, then the only person that really needs healing is me. The only person that needed the unstuckness was me. The only person that needed to step out of fear was me. The only person that needed to be my own savior. The only person that needed to be my own wonderful person and life-aspiring person that I could be was for me. It was for no one else. But in that beauty of it, we do touch other people. But I want people to really get it that your experience here was your contract to achieve certain goals. And whether you do or not doesn't really matter. But if we've got that chance, why not give it all we've got?
Wow. You know, the way you just put that visual in a frame really, really it just resonates. I mean, I think we're all listening here going, wow, that is a great visual. And I love visuals. I think they open our mind and give us a new way of thinking. And that's why it's just such a gift to be able to have people calling in today, listening, being in the chat room. I mean, you know, you don't do a lot of interviews. People don't always get to hear you on the other end being interviewed because you do so many amazing interviews. So, you know, to learn from you as a great mentor is a gift that, you know, I can't thank you enough for. But towards that end, I think the belief center that you created is another place to actually take these things that you're talking about, and people can go and actually work through these practices. And, you know, that's another vision that you had, another extension of your journey and your healing and gift. And maybe you could share with us a little bit about that experience. If we were to go there, you know, what would we experience? What do you do there? What's been the greatest gift in that creation?
Well, the Belief Center is a life enhancement center where we offer all types of life coaching programs, reconnective healing, various energy works, lots of classes and workshops with amazing people that are really well known in various realms of spiritual and personal development. So we have all kinds of things that take place, and people can find out more about that at BelieveSC.com. from the Belief Center, which was actually the first place of birth for me. It was a center that I created so that I could access the teachers that I wanted to see. From that place, 1111 Magazine was born. And 1111 Magazine was meant to take it a step further, to help people actually take a tool and in their own lives work through the issues that they were having in a very specific method. I get downloaded with the themes every September for the issues. And it's amazing to me because every time a theme shows up, that's exactly where I am in my life, and it seems to be where all my readers are too. So the people that pick up that magazine, they have a very in-depth sensory piece in front of them that helps them really reframe that in the mind. And then if you take that and align with a coach, whether it's at the Belief Center or any other coach out there, and you work that in tandem, amazing shifts will take place in the experience. A lot of people are out there searching for their purpose, but we really only have one true purpose in life, and that is self-realization. That is to experience and know ourselves to such a degree that we become self-realized and evolve to such a high vibration that we then impact change on our planet and create that ripple effect. So the more work that we can do personally to discover why we do what we do, why we react the way we react, and how we have created the patterns in our life, whether generational or things that we've done ourselves, only then can we truly shift the world experience on a collective level. But we first have to be the change in our own lives.
Yeah, well, you can't, the old adage, you know, you can't give what you don't have. And if you don't have it in your heart, you know, how can you give it to somebody else? How can you expect to get along with other people if you can't get along with your own company, you know? I mean,
that's
you
right.
have to be experiencing it. And, you know, I love the visual of just saying, hey, my life is between me and God, me and my creator. And working on that takes that judgment out of, you know, why is this person nasty or why is that person saying this or that? Everything shifts and becomes a, okay, this is a gift. And what is this gift? What can I learn from this to help me in becoming the best person that I was created to be? You know, and those new ways of thinking create new feelings. And then those new feelings can create the new actions. And that's what we want. You know, we want those new actions, but what we really want are those new feelings. And you can't separate the feelings and the thoughts and the actions. And that's why it's good to either, you know, feed your soul with something like this, replay this great audio, or get the 1111 magazine and read that, you know, engage all your five senses. Because the more we engage our five senses, don't you think it becomes more real and really brands into us the experience that we want to duplicate and the one that we want to create, as you said, that ripple effect for?
Most definitely. And when we access our five senses, what we're doing is really engaging in three-dimensional reality. When we really start to use those five senses and start to embrace them and engage one sense with the other, we then step into fourth-dimensional reality. And when we allow ourselves to become the sense, to really understand that we're not just smelling the perfume, but that we can actually be the fragrance as well, and we see ourselves as that as well, we then start to move into fifth-dimensional reality. And that's why there's such a degree of knowing we have still yet to uncover. The first step in that is if we just will see every other person as a mirror, if every other person is God, if it's just me and God in the room, and every person that shows up is just to be that reflection to me, and I allow myself to be that person, we create a oneness. You know, that grocery store clerk that was rude and angry that you saw last week, well, maybe that person just showed up in your life so that you could reflect on the inside and say, where is that in me? Where's that anger and that rudeness in me? Do I do that to other people? Do that to specific people? Do I do that to myself? And as we look at that and we find those places that we do it and we bring it to completion, we release that. And when we release that, we no longer attract that type of person into our experience. And all of a sudden, the world has shifted. And that's how we can attain that self-realization. That's one of the messages. People are actually a message for us, not just numbers, but the experiences and the people that show up for us can be a message.
Oh, wow. And, you know, that is so true, because salt only hurts on the open wound. I mean, if you don't have a wound and somebody throws salt at you, it doesn't hurt. But, boy, I tell you what, if you've got a paper cut or anything, you know, it kills. And that imagery that you just gave with the grocery clerk example, that's so true, because if it's upsetting us, that's all the evidence we need that there's something that has to be healed, you know? And that is a place that can be stronger once it's healed. And then we shift, everything around us shifts, and wherever you go, there you are. Love that.
That's right.
But, hey, you might as well be, if you're going to be a bear, you might as well be a big bear. It's better to be, you know, smelling fragrant than the other opposite choice. And see, Beja's in the background going, yes, yes. We're getting the animals involved in this, too. Let me just ask you, and this may be difficult to answer, I don't know. You have a lot of people that you've helped coach as a visionary in discovering their life purpose through a lot of these tips and tools that you've shared with us so far, and the other resources, which everybody's going to go visit, 1111.com, and visit the magazine site, and Simran's, if you don't already belong to it, you know, sign up for her updates. I do. I get them all the time. And I tell you, every time I see Simran's beautiful face with her messages, it's like I have to smile. And when I smile, I know that I'm releasing those happy, good-feeling endorphins. So if you want those good endorphins and smile, make sure that you sign up for Simran's weekly newsletter.
Yes, and they can do that. It's actually 1111mag.com. It's 1111mag.com.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And you were very kind to be nice to me about my era, so that's good. See, you're so nice. but let's talk about some of the issues. I mean, we can talk about the issues facing the world, but, you know, what I always love is being able to take stories of individual people. You know, this is why I love your story, because when I listen to real life stories, and there's nothing more exciting to me than real life, you know, I can see myself in it, and then if I can see the reality and the truth in it, you know, it can become something that I can do. So instead of saying, oh, well, yeah, it's easy for that person to do that, you know, they've got $1 million or they look like Cheryl Teagues or, you know, whatever. But if they had my life, they wouldn't be saying that so easily. I'm thinking that for people listening, if you could put some reality in saying no, this is for you, and this is why you're listening. And let me give you some real-life examples. And taking it to the specific and then the big picture umbrella of, you know, what we're all going through with that shift, and, you know, so many people feel it. But is that a big task, too big for you? Nothing's too big for you to do, but I was just wondering.
Oh, just bring it on, Deb. Just bring it on.
Okay, all right. I'll let you go now.
You're wanting me to bring about some examples of personal
life stories? Yeah, if you could. I mean, I want
you
to talk about what's facing the world, because I think in the big picture that's important. But I think some specific examples, and I know you have so many. I'm putting you on the spot. But you're being very gracious. I think that really helped.
Well, if I spoke about myself and spoke about issues that other people are probably experiencing the same, number one, as I left the retail industry, what I started to discover is I had built over the years kind of a persona that people saw me as, so much so that I began to believe that was who I was. And so often we'll identify with our job, we'll identify with our family or with our culture, and we don't really know who we are. Those are simply masks that we've put upon ourselves. And there's work involved in taking down those masks and really looking at the beliefs that we have. If you're coming from a certain culture, you know, do I really align with every single belief that I've always been taught my entire life? Maybe some of that I do align with, maybe some of that I don't. And the stuff that I don't align with, what do I really think? You know, we don't really take the time sometimes, because we get so busy, to really figure out what we know and want and think about something. And so it's very important to identify what the masks are in your life. The second thing, when I was talking about, just as you see the grocery store clerk, the biggest learning that you can have is with that significant other in your life. Every single thing going on with them, it's going on with you. If you attracted them, it's going on with you. So if there's addiction taking place in that other person that is your intimate partner, find out where that addiction is in you. I had to discover that, and I finally figured out, you know what? My addiction is work. I'm a workaholic. I never saw it. I loved my work so much, but I didn't realize that I was working to the point that nothing else was existing in my life. And so often we are so quick to point the finger or look at the other person and want to fix them. But what we really need to do is take our own advice, because the only one in the room is you and God. So when you're giving advice to someone else, that is the exact advice that you need to take yourself. And if you implement that into your life, you will see change.
Yeah, and that, you know, all I can think of is that, you know, the one finger pointed at you means there's three fingers pointed back at me, which, as you know, I have a chapter of that in my book. But I tell you, that whole idea that everybody thinks it's somebody else's fault, or it's, if I could just get rid of that person in my life, I would be living my purpose. Or if that person just stopped doing that, and as you said, a significant other, then I would be happy. But the irony is that that person could be gone, but you'd still be left with yourself, and another person would show up.
Exactly. You're going to attract another body and another face. And those people are showing up because there's work to be done to go back into childhood. You know, our significant other is usually that caregiver that we had the most issue with. That's who we end up marrying. And they're going to have the same traits and qualities and issues so that we can heal those old wounds and we can get to a place of acceptance of them and ourselves. And when we go back and we bring those orphans that we left behind, we bring them to surface and we embrace them, then all of a sudden we bring ourselves to wholeness. And then we can allow people to be who they need to be. And it doesn't trigger us anymore. But when it triggers you, that's where the work is. That's where the discovery is. And we have to be open and be willing to share that with others, because that's where authenticity lies.
Yeah. So we can just look at that work, you know, when those red flags come up for us, or if we see a stop sign on the road when we're driving, we don't say, oh, there's another stop sign. We say, okay, there's a stop sign that's going to protect me so that I don't get injured. And if we can take those issues that we're talking, or you're talking about, with a significant other and say, okay, this is a stop sign for me to, you know, get that protection and that, and know where I'm going on the journey with this person, and use it as a gift rather than as a curse, you know, then I think that can serve its purpose. Otherwise, we're just going to get it with somebody else. And I think that's the real thing. Might as well do it now where you are, you know, and get it done, because it'll just keep coming back. You know, we have a busy chat room and some callers that want to speak with you, but I just wanted to a comment. Dan made a comment, and I just wanted to read it. It says, we are whatever society and learning funnels to our brains throughout our lives. And I think that segues nice to maybe you describing, since you are working on a national level with the magazine and so many people around the world that you interview, and you are dealing with so many issues facing the world today, do you want to maybe talk about that a little bit more, what's facing the world, what you see as the big themes that are relevant to each one of us?
I think that the big themes that we all seem to face in the world right now do have to do with healthcare crisis and economic crisis and famine and poverty and illness and all of those major things that are going on. But again, we are to do our part in the world as that, but we can do a much bigger piece in alleviating those issues if we will go back and take responsibility for what's going on in our own lives. So when we're looking at the news and all of a sudden there's a lot about violence on there, if we will turn around and look at where we're committing violence in our own lives, you know, most people don't want to realize what they are doing. You know, how are we being violent? Are we speaking a little harshly to our children? Are we we being very, very harsh towards ourselves and our bodies in the way that we look at ourselves? That's all acts of violence. Are we comparing ourselves to another person? That is probably the most supreme act of violence that a person can do, is comparing oneself to another. Are we gossiping about others? You know, there are things that we do in our lives that if we would each become more authentic and responsible for our words, thoughts, and actions, then we could change everything that's going on. And that's the shadow that's showing up in the outside world for us, because those are the shadows that we don't look at in ourselves. But if every single person today made one vow to no longer gossip about any other person, you would see a huge shift in the world. If we also made another vow to not speak negatively about ourselves to ourselves, that would be a tremendous shift, because that would be a step into self-love. And when we self-love, we create more love in the world. So I think that the problems that are going on in the world are very, very valid. But I think we also use those as excuses as to not work on ourselves. And the true healing for the world is going to come when we work on ourselves.
Mm. You know, we really have to surround ourselves with those like-minded people that, you know, are committed towards that goal. And it's really amazing to me how some people can say, oh, well, you know, my favorite television show is, as you gave the example, it could be a very violent show, or somebody else is really geared towards spirituality, or somebody that would be reading your magazine. You can almost tell who a person is by what they're reading and what they're watching and who they are surrounding themselves with for friends. And, you know, what you really seem to be encouraging us to do is to pause and look at that. You know, what are we attracted to in our life, the things that we look at and want to experience? And, you know, what is that saying to us? You know, there's just a gift in everything. I mean, there's nothing wasted in any second of our life if we are open to shifting the way we look at things. You know, we have to get those glasses on that magnifies, you know, that new dimension that you were talking about. And when we do that, it just automatically puts everything else in its proper place. And, you know, that's when we can start feeling better and start making a difference in the world and what we're doing. And we get up in the morning and we're excited because we know we're doing something good. And, you know, who doesn't want to get up in the morning? It's like, okay, good morning, God, or good God, it's morning. You know, which one feels better?
Well, and that's true, you know, but a lot of people are going to have trouble with that. You know, if we've just lost our job, if we're going through healthcare issues, if our child is acting out, then sometimes it is very challenging to say, okay, I'm going to think positively. And what we do have to do is accept ourselves for where we are. And that means saying, okay, you know what, I'm really angry right now because I just lost my job and I don't know what I'm going to do next. And I'm in fear about that. But let me just assume that this is all for the best. You know, if we can just say, okay, I know where I am, but I also know that everything that happens is good. You know, whether a person believes in God or not, or whatever force it is they want to call it, or whatever energy that they'd like to name it, our first look has to be at how do we really view that force? Because if we think bad happens, if we believe in negativity in the world, if we believe that bad is going to happen to us, then on some level we believe that force is actually a threatening force to us, that it is not there for our best interest. And what we have to understand is everything that happens from God is good. Everything that shows up is good. It's just our smaller human mind cannot see the bigger picture. So if we allow ourselves to know everything is good, even the lost job, even the illness that shows up, even a child acting out, that there is some good that is going to come out of that, and surrender to it, then all of a sudden we'll be able to see that good in our lives. But it takes faking it until you make it to get there. Sometimes you have to convince yourself of it. Sometimes you have to repeatedly say those words and know that, okay, I'm not quite there believing it, but I can at least say it. And you will slowly move yourself along the pathway to getting yourself to a point where you start to prove to yourself, you know what, it is good. I lost my job, but you know what, I just got offered something that's actually even better that I'd love to do. That's where the good shows up. But if we stay caught up in the negativity of, I lost my job, what am I going to do? I'm going to go into fear. What will happen is we'll create more debt and we'll create more problems, and we will repel that job from coming forward that's supposed to come. And that's kind of how we need to look at life, is maybe not life's not scary. Maybe it's not bad. Maybe people aren't out to get us. Maybe every single thing that happens, regardless of what it looks like, is good.
And that whole what if all that's true? You know, that really creates change now, for sure. And, you know, the idea that the waiting time is not wasting time. And just because it's no now doesn't mean it's not no tomorrow, or just because we don't know K-N-O-W now doesn't mean that we won't be able to see or understand. But, you know, trusting the process, listening to your story, having other people that have already been through that process, this gives us the courage to fight that good fight, to be our best. And knowing that, you know, if we just keep taking the next right step, you know, eventually we will see and feel and experience that result. But trusting that process that everything is all good, you know, really, really is powerful. And I was just thinking, for some reason, when you were saying that, I was thinking about last year. One of the most powerful visuals for me in experience in the world was when those miners were stuck down in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And all those miners down there, and I'm thinking, you know, what a terrible tragedy. What a horrible, horrible thing. And, you know, it was a terrible tragedy, and it was a horrible thing. But, you know, the good that came out of that, all of those people that came out of there alive, and the whole world working together and seeing those men, you know, with more faith, not less faith, more grateful, not less grateful, you know, that to me was a real, I mean, I could have seen every single one of those miners come out and being released. I was so taken by that. I know the whole world was, but that was just a terrible tragedy that I think did transform into a lot of good and inspired a lot of change and a lot of gratefulness, you know?
And that we have to realize, you know, when things like that happen, we often feel like, you know, there's no sense in it. Why do certain things have to happen? But what if we have more power than we allow ourselves to believe? What if as souls we created the contracts? What if they as souls created the contract to have that happen in their lives to help birth more gratitude, more compassion, more love in all the people that would see it? Maybe that was what was required, because we've gotten to be such a numb, apathetic society. And we have to get back into our hearts and get back into real gratitude and real feeling. And so that's part of the reason some of these situations are occurring on Earth. They're occurring to break our heart open. You know, heartbreak is a good thing. We need to break that heart open. It's very, very important. And I'd like to tell everyone, the most important thing you can do right now is forget what you know. What you know got you what you got. Stop thinking. Your best thinking got you where you are. It's time to be a blank canvas for new thoughts, ideas, beliefs, ways of doing. Because your life is supposed to be that artwork that you begin brand new each and every day. Would you really paint new pictures over old paintings? You'd use a brand new canvas. Don't layer new dreams over old wounds, old thoughts, old beliefs, old hatreds. Start brand new and start to discover what you really want to put on that canvas.
Wow. That is something I am recycling. I'm listening to this whole show again. I know everybody else will. I just love that, what you just said, and that whole the canvas. You know, no, we would not paint the new picture over something else that was already there. We would get the new canvas. And that's the way we need to live each day. And that's your mission and your passion, to help us do that with your tools and your resources. And, you know, that is exciting, you know, to the discovering of ourselves, to me, is more exciting than anything else you could read or do. I mean, you know, the real life stories in the world, those are the ones that really have, you know, the emotion and the tears and the smiles, and, you know, I there's just nothing more exciting than real life and people who are committed to squeezing the juice out of it. And I just love that, and I know everybody listening does too, or they wouldn't be here. I cannot believe we do not have a lot of time left, Simran. So I am just, can you believe we've only got like 10 minutes left?
I know, it's just flown by.
I know. Hey, when you're having fun and enjoying and feeling the love like we all are here today, what can you, and I know that you just have given us so many, but, you know, impacting others, the best way to experience our purpose, to make that difference in ourselves is making that difference with other people. And you know, you have your magazine, you have the Belief Center, you have your radio show, and those are resources, and your coaching, and people can find you again at, tell us the website again where they can contact you for all that.
Sure, it's 1111mag.com. That's 1111mag.com.
Okay. You know, what do you want to share with people to move forward, to keep moving forward and just continuing the journey and having that courage to know that the best is yet to come? And no matter what you're feeling right now, no matter what obstacle you have, no matter what breakdown, you know, you think that is the worst, it could be the best breakthrough in the reciprocal. You know, anything that comes into your heart to share with us.
Well, I want everyone to know that 2011 is the year of action. This is a year that is surrounded with an energy of getting yourself, your voice, your feet out in the world. So if you're sitting on an idea, if you're sitting on a change that needs to happen, you know, we can't just om it into place. We can't meditate it here. We can't sit there and affirm it here. Those things all work. The vision boards, all of that stuff works. But at some point, it also requires the seed of action. And this year, everything's accelerated. So if you just even take a baby step towards the direction that you'd like to go, you will see it exponentially grow. And so take those ideas that you have, take those feelings that you have, and let yourself chart a vision. The very first step everyone needs is to have a vision that they're moving towards. If you're stuck, it's because there's no vision. If your life's not moving in the direction that you want, it's because you've got the wrong vision. Figure out what it is that you're really holding in your mind. If you're constantly working on getting well, then what your vision is actually sickness. You need to figure out what that vision is, and then take the conscious steps to moving towards that vision. Decide what you need to be. Who would you need to be if that vision were already manifest? If you want to be a great writer and a speaker, who do you need to be at that moment for that vision to be manifest? Well, maybe you need to be confident. Maybe you need to be a networker. Maybe you need to get a blog going. Maybe there's all these things that need to happen. Those are the baby steps that you take now. Be the change in your own life that you wish to see. Take responsibility of your own healing. Know that our true purpose in life is for the fullest, grandest expression and discovery of who we are. And it's usually in stepping into the things that we don't know. That's how we discover. So I invite you to subscribe to 1111 Magazine. It will help you on your journey. I invite you to find a coach. Get someone that can be there and hold the vision for you, even when you think you can't. All you have to do is believe it's 51% possible, and you have the possibility of manifesting it in your life.
Wow. How about the radio show? I mean, you've got 2.5 million listeners. Let's just add a few more thousand to that. How do people find you there?
That's been amazing. You can go to the 1111mag.com website, and there's a link to the radio show. I'm on Seventh Wave Network. I've been able to interview some of the most amazing leading voices that are out there, a lot of the bestsellers and the people that are really making an impact. We've got a great lineup of shows coming up. And most importantly, it's a free podcast. It can help you with all those questions and things that you have. So go there and listen to it. Download it off of iTunes or as an MP3 and carry it with you. And just like Deb said, you got to have those mind vitamins. You've got to have those things that keep you going, whether it's books or magazines or radio shows and podcasts that help keep that mindset moving in that forward direction. and let go of the things in your life that are not serving you. So as you tune into Deb's podcast, as you tune into the 1111 Talk Radio Show, or as you subscribe to 1111 Magazine, you'll start to see your own mindset change. And the ideas that you hear that don't resonate with you, don't take them. Leave them alone. The things that resonate with you, fully embrace them. And the things you're not sure about, put them on the shelf and be open. Be open to other messages that guide you and let you know what you need to participate in and what you don't. Because we really are living a smorgasbord of life. And it's about tasting and biting and allowing the things to marinate in our system that really, really will create ourselves and our lives in the way that we desire.
You know, and the other idea, the upside down idea that we have to get rid of, that I think you're telling us too, is, you know, sometimes things start out real small. I mean, if you look at the universe, if you look at the way the world is designed and the earth functions, you know, things start out as small seeds. But small things, you know, small little seeds become big oak trees. And, you know, bullets are small, but they'll kill you. You know, so things are small. I mean, if we're going to take that in the reverse, you know, things that are small aren't necessarily unimportant, and listening to, as you said, the radio shows and the podcast, and, you know, talking to somebody about the show, saying, hey, you know what, I was listening to Simran today, she was interviewed, oh my gosh, look what she's done in her life, she was fashion and now she's doing 1111 Magazine, and she saw the light flashing in the club, whatever it is that resonated with you, and sharing this show with someone, and then they become, you know, an advocate. You can do a little friendship coaching there too, along with, as Simran said, finding somebody that's really, you know, a professional in that way that can help keep you focused toward achieving your dream. But, you know, there's so many ways to be creative, and it doesn't even take a lot of money. It takes the priceless effort of time. But I think
and self-love. I think it's an act of self-love to give yourself what you need. And that's one thing that the universe gives us. The universe gives us so much love that we get what we need. We're always brought the right book or the radio show or the person that needs to enter our life at the time that they do. And in saying that, they also love us so much that they don't give us more than we can handle. So, you know, oftentimes we want things to happen in an instant, but we're not ready for that. If the first issue of 1111 Magazine, I had gotten the type of exposure and acclaim that I've gotten today, I wouldn't have been able to handle it. I wouldn't have known what to do with it. I wouldn't have known how to expand on that or support myself. Every step of the way is the journey. That's the experience. That's what we're here for. Not the end result, not the award, not the acclaim at the end. It's actually the process in the middle is the reason that we actually chose to come to Earth School.
Wow. Well, I tell you, God created an angel when he put you down here, and you're certainly helping us. I know you've made an amazing difference for me, and I just continue learning from you and being inspired. And I know everybody listening, either live or on replay or whoever is designed and, you know, destined to hear you, is going to feel the same way. And I can't thank you enough for taking an hour of your time to be with us and share your sparkle and shine and making us all better. We're going to have better ripple effect now in the world because you are here with us.
Thank you, Deb. I appreciate you having me on the show. And you're just a testimony, an example of exactly what we were talking about, because you had the courage to then write your book, and you've gotten the courage now to expand onto radio. And that's what it's all about. It's just every step of the way saying, okay, who more can I be? What more can I experience about myself? And in doing that, we touch so many people. So I applaud the work you're doing and the many people you're touching, and just the courage and creativity by which you step in the world.
Oh, wow. Boy, I love us. I'm so happy. We are the best people we know. That's such a great name for a radio show. All right. Well, I mean, this has just really been a gift. So I'm going to listen to it again, and I hope everybody else listening does too. And, you know, get to Simran's magazine. Get to her 1111magazine.com. Listen to her radio show. You can visit me at greenskyandbluegrass.com. We're on iTunes, and you can rate us. Tell us what you think. If you're not here and you're not, you know, bringing your friends to listen, then, you know, we're not doing what we're supposed to do to serve you. So, you know, really appreciate all the support, and it's just been amazing. And I just want to thank everybody for listening, and thank you again, Simran, for being here. And the show will be on iTunes in about 24 hours, so you'll be able to find it there. And with that, I guess I can put the closing out and let everybody know that next week we have Phil Taylor, Carrie Murphy, Gary Reichel, Sonia Swinton. We have all sorts of exciting guests that, you know, are living their life and doing the best that they can be, and they're going to share how they do it and anything that they have with you so that you can be super happy and successful and purposeful. So just want to say God bless to everybody, and thank you for being here. And with that, I wish you a great day, a beautiful weekend, and we will see you next week on the Best People We Know radio show. Bye for now.
Thanks so much, Deb.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.